So you follow the star.
All right, it's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Happy Aloha Friday. Woo-hoo! We get a chance to meet this week's hometown hero.
And our hometown hero today is the infection control manager at Maui Memorial Medical Center. She collaborates with staff officials and doctors to make sure that the most up-to-date infection management information is accurate and distributed adequately to our community. We welcome to our phone lines from Maui Memorial Medical Center, Kelly Katiel. Good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, I'm just curious, how long have you been in this position of infection control manager, and what kind of education did it take?
Absolutely. So I became the infection control manager here at Maui Health in November of 2019, so right before the pandemic started.
Oh.
And I am actually a board-certified infection preventionist. So in addition to holding a bachelor's degree, you do have to do an extra certification to be in this position.
I bet never in your life would you have thought that your skills would come into play so soon, huh?
Never, ever, ever, ever. Never, I tell you. Oh, my goodness. I still can't really believe it.
So how did you, as the infection control manager, respond to the pandemic when it first hit?
You know, it's so vivid in my mind. I remember in January of 2020, you know, being contacted by the Department of Health and just, you know, going over what was happening in the world in regards to the pandemic. And there was just so much angst and new information coming out. And just having to go about release of new information on a daily basis, you know, creating workflows and disseminating to the entire hospital and then creating them again the next day because something got updated. It was a feat in itself, I tell you. It was very unlike anything else I've ever experienced. Most of our attention definitely went to the emergency room and to the ICU staff because, you know, and we were thinking that's where we're protecting our doors, right? We want to protect the hospital. So we spent a lot of time in the ER as well as the ICU to make sure that they were well prepared for what was coming.
I'm sure there was a lot of fear there, too, of the unknown,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Lots of fear, lots of unknown. Yeah. So I felt like I actually moved in here just because, you know, everybody had so much questions. And I felt like I needed to be available all the time just to help get us through everything. So I wish I could have cloned me about 10 times, you know, during that initial phase.
Right.
Wow.
So you first had to make sure that the people coming in that might have had COVID would not, you know, spread it to the hospital staff. Yeah.
Right.
So that's
right.
When those stations were set up outside of the building, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter is an ER nurse, right?
Yes. Casey?
Right there on the front line.
Yes, she is. So, so what are some of the other challenges you faced and how did you overcome them?
You know, I think the biggest challenge that we had to deal with throughout the pandemic was just some effective communication throughout the building. You know, we've never faced anything that was as big as COVID before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were trying to still feel out the management that was happening in the building. And we were just trying to get all on the same page. And I do believe that that was the biggest hurdle that we had to get over. We had some differencing of opinion moving forward. So with that, we created an emergency operations center, which was, you know, a multidisciplinary area, lots of different positions sitting in a room and just going through to make sure that everybody was accounted for, everybody's ideas and everybody's concerns were addressed. And I think that was, you know, that was the biggest success that we had moving forward. So we had voices from all over the hospital being able to voice what their concerns were and making sure we were looking at everything that needed to be accounted for. So, yeah.
Are you still concerned with, you know, there's been an uptick lately. We're still like in the three digits here on Maui. Yeah? And so, but I believe that things are slowing down. Are you of that same mindset?
Yes and no. So, I mean, I do believe that when we put it forward and, you know, people and the community sees that, you know, we have, our numbers are going up there, then we do try our best to just kind of bring it down. But you know, people do suffer from pandemic fatigue. Like that is an absolutely real thing. You know, people want to get back to what they were before and how their lives were before. So, you know, even though we want to do that, it's still here. We still have to make sure that we malama one another. We, you know, we don't want to be that person who brings COVID into our household. And maybe if you live in a multi-generational setting, you know, you want to make sure that you are keeping everybody safe, your kids, your family, maybe your grandparents. So yes, just, you know, but I do believe that sometimes we do get tired, so we put our guard down a bit. But this is just not the time to do that.
But yeah. There's no real serious cases at the moment, though, right? Since we're having all the vaccines.
So with the uptick in Maui numbers, we have definitely reflected that in the hospital population as well. We've had, our ICU, you know, we've had, today is not so bad. Today we have three ICU level of care patients and a total of 16 COVID patients in the building. But last week, you know, we were in the high 20s. So
We didn't know
it's definitely going down. And while we do see some sick people, it's much better. Yes.
But not a time to relax is what you're saying.
Not a time to relax yet. You know, I know, guys, it's a marathon, right? So we just got to make sure that we keep our eye on the prize. And
hopefully we'll go back to normal by, what do you think, 2022?
I hope. You know, at the beginning of this, somebody had asked me, one of my friends was like, what is your estimation for this?
Yeah.
And my guesstimate was 18 months. And I think it's going to surpass that just a little bit. So.
Okay. When did she ask you that?
In the very beginning, so maybe March.
Oh, okay,
of last
so
year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So even the mayor said by May, June, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly, if you have, if you could give one message to the Maui community right now, what would that be?
I just wanted to say thank you. You know, thank you for being vigilant. Thank you for caring for one another. Let's keep it going. Again, as I mentioned, this is definitely a marathon. It's not a sprint. Make sure that you take time to care for one another. And although we want to get back to, you know, what our norm was before, we're not quite there yet. So let's just make sure that we are working together to meet our goal. But thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, Kelly. We know that sometimes you work until like 3 a.m. just to track patients and staff with contact tracing, because you can't sleep without taking care of things for the team, right?
Oh, definitely. Something has to be done. I don't know. It's just in my mind.
I think
I just have to say, you know, without my success is nothing without everybody here. So, you know, with me being able to share this Hometown Hero, it's for everybody as well. All the frontline workers who provide care every single day, they come in, they put their health on the line, their families, you know. So just thank you to them as well for doing all that they do.
I think your Lana'i roots are coming out, you know. Good people there. You come from good stock. Well, congratulations again on being our Hometown Hero. And again, mahalo for everything that you do.
Thank you guys for the opportunity and have a beautiful day.
You too.
You too. Aloha.
Take care.
This hour brought to you in part by BMW of Maui.
Aloha, this is Aka Demesa with BMW of Maui. Your health and safety are our priority.